Hello again, everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, the radio program about the folks who are the main link in our terribly important food chain, our state's farmers and ranchers. Brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer farmer-led commodity organization. Without going into the damage that's been done to the U.S. economy by the coronavirus pandemic, we know our export markets have been hammered. That having been said, there's a hint of optimism as countries begin to reopen their economies. That includes the export markets. For example, the U.S. Grains Council plans to reopen its South Korean office soon and other offices in the coming week. China's stepped up purchases of U.S. ag products, and a great example would be that in the 10 weeks ending May 7th, gross sales of corn and pork were about 8 times higher than when compared to the same period in 2017 before the start of the U.S.-China trade war. Vietnam's demand for feed for poultry, swine, and aquaculture continues to grow, resulting in the purchase of 3 bulk vessels of distillers in a 60-day period. Canada, the number 2 buyer of ethanol, will have a clean fuel standard take effect in 2021, which opens up potential demand for increased ethanol sales. Hey, keep in mind, the USMCA trade deal goes into effect July 1st. The U.S. exported about 140 million gallons of ethanol to nearly 4 dozen countries in March, which is very similar to 2019. Yes, there are lots of challenges, still a long way to go in economic recovery, but things are in fact beginning to look up. A reminder that sign up for the recently announced $19 billion farm relief package is May 26th. You can do that with USDA's Farm Service Agency. Hey, finally, it's time to announce this year's winner of the South Dakota Corn Sponsored Showdown Series, that head-to-head athletic and academic matchup between the University of South Dakota and South Dakota State. Academically, all of the student-athletes had a combined cumulative GPA of 3.22. Wow. This year's Showdown Series winner is the University of South Dakota Coyotes. We congratulate both schools for the integral role they play in representing our state and supporting Feeding South Dakota. Hey, you folks, hang in, be safe, and thanks for what you do.